So in a house like Bramall Hall, things like this, brass things and things that are in use, tend to suffer a little bit from deterioration. And these objects are brass and they have been cleaned within an inch of their life, really. So a few years ago, the cleaner brought the main rose, what they call the rose of the fire dog, to me and pointed out that there were quite a few pieces broken off. So we sought funding and we sent them off to be conserved, and the conservator was able to find a piece of metal, a small piece of metal that matched the colour, because colour is really important. It's not easy to replicate a colour in metal once, you know, once it's been made. And so they found this piece and moulded and created a mould and melted the metal into the mould. Then they were able to weld it in position. And looking at these pieces, you know, you can only really get how difficult that must have been by looking at them, because the detail is incredibly fine. But anyway, then they were lacquered, polished and lacquered, and now they're protected for the future. So they aren't cleaned anymore. They don't need to be. So we're in Mary Neville's boudoir, and this room was entirely remodelled and designed for her by George Faulkner Armitage. It's got a lot of common features that Armitage tried to, you know, produce in a lot of his work. So it's quite reminiscent of him. It's got the leather effect, Japanese wallpaper, and the Japanese furniture, ebonized. It's the overall effect is what we call from the aesthetic movement, which was to have as many different influences, but the important thing was that there must be harmony. So you've got lots of different styles in here, but you know the overall effect is balanced. One of the most important features in this room would be the fireplace, and Armitage was fireplaces were his big thing, and he liked to make fireplaces into small rooms. Almost, you could almost, like, there'd be an ingle nook and you could get inside, and they were very decorative, and they often had stained glass windows in them and all sorts. But here in this room there's a quite sweet small little fireplace, which is not common for him really, but with it being a small room, I guess he decided that harmony was the most important thing. And there is a very beautiful shell shaped fire hood, which is in brass, and there are a couple of these around the hall, similar but all in different materials, and the carving in the fireplace says Mary Neville and the date, which is 1891, and the typeface of that carving is also that was very commonly used in the arts and crafts movement in sort of illustrations and the font that we all recognise. So that's really nice as well. But he's also given us a couple of Tudor roses as well. So he liked to mix and match with his styles. But in the end, I think you get a sense of harmony in here.